For the refugees who have been in Lebanon for a few months or more than a year, their situation is really bad because they were living on their economy for a few months, but now nothing's left most of the time, so they are in debt. But as you may understand, for older people, livelihood opportunities are inexistent, so they are completely reliable on humanitarian assistance.
Most of them may need medication for the diseases that most elderly people do have. And also, what about wheelchairs, that kind of thing? Do they have access to that kind of assistance?
The problem is that UNHCR and with some implementing partners are implementing a health strategy. So for registered refugees by UNHCR, they have to pay only 25% of the amount for a medical consultancy. But after, to buy the medication, they have to pay 100% of the amount. So you have like more than 90% of the person over 60 years old who cannot afford their medication. It means that they have to go back to Syria to get their medication or send that. They cannot go back themselves because they cannot move. So they send relatives, neighbors. So there is like coming and going from Lebanon to Syria all of the time in the border to go for medication because in Lebanon it's not affordable at all.